In 2003, Heather McCabe and her mother bought what they thought was their own personal slice of paradise in Penobscot, New Brunswick. The expansive property would have been perfect for their special needs dog sanctuary. But not long afterwards, something strange began to happen. The McCabe house was steadily shifting and sinking, and it wasn't just happening to them. Water wells across the community were also running dry, and the finger of responsibility pointed squarely at the local potash mine. I spoke to Heather by phone to catch up with this story. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, it's Miles Howe from the Halifax Media Co-op. How are you doing today?
Good.
Perhaps you could take us back to 2003, when you and your mother first purchased a property in Penobscot.
We had actually lived in Penobscot for about a year and a half, at another residence not too far from where we are, and had been looking for a larger property for the sanctuary. So we moved here. The land was absolutely perfect for what we wanted. It was treed all the way around. We took in our first rescue in 91, and we realized that this was something that was sorely lacking, was someone able to take these types of animals. And so we started just taking, only accepting the special needs, pretty much anything that another rescue wouldn't be able to take because they can't really be readopted to a new home.
It seems like not long after purchasing your house, it began to sort of, strange things began to happen. The walls began to bulge and buckle, and the house was sinking.
We started noticing our septic pipe was showing in the backyard, and the skirting around the home was buckling. And that's how it first started, and then we started noticing damages within the home. My own bedroom, the walls were bulging. I think it's been 3 years now I've been living in the dining room because my room is just not safe to live in. It scares me to be in there. I know there is structural issues. The roof sags by close to 3 inches in some spots. We have cracks in a lot of our walls. You can see places where the walls and the ceiling are kind of separating.
How do you account for this? How do you ascribe this this moving house phenomenon?
Well, when the water was lost in our community, because over 60 wells have been lost, people started looking into it and realized that the local potash mine, was having water inflow problems. So as we dug deeper into whether or not that could be the cause of our lost wells, we found out that potash mining also causes subsidence and horizontal displacement, so the ground sinks, and it also moves sideways. And in one 10-year period, the land beneath my home, the potash mine has researchers from UMB that documents the subsidence every year. And they actually refer to us as their lab when they speak throughout the world about this case. So that's looking at over 3 feet of sinking in one 10-year period.
And now added to that, there's the new development that they're now fracking in your area. Is that correct?
Yes. In trying to find the reason that the mine was flooding, they were trying to find out where the water was coming into the mine. They did seismic testing. Basically, it all led to the gas companies coming in. Corridor Resources came in and started doing test wells after that happened. I mean, our first water wells were lost with the first round of seismic testing when they were trying to figure out what was causing the water inflow problem. And then there's another lady whose water well was lost when they were fracking within a kilometer of her home. Basically, Corridor Resources and Potash Corp are partnered in the wells. Potash Corp owns 50% of the wells in our area, and they run their mill from natural gas out of their own wells. So now we have that, and through the ground that is sinking and sliding, we have gas pipelines running through.
Now, it says that you've run out of money to mount a lawsuit against Potash Corporation, and that's understandable. They're a multi-million dollar company. What kind of recourse do you have now? I understand there's a mining commission hearing coming up in mid-April. Do you hope for anything to come from that?
We do have the mine. They are resuming. We've been at this for over a year now. We've been in front of the mining commissioner. We now represent ourselves because we did run out of money. The most we can maybe expect is that we'll get our water for free, and that's all he'll worry about. I want to believe that the right thing's going to happen, that they're going to look after this community. I've had several people tell me my home is not safe to live in, but I have nowhere else to go. My senior mother has nowhere else to go. I mean, this was all we had. We put everything we had into this home. And she's too old to get a mortgage, and I don't have enough resources to get a mortgage. So I hope we get something. I think as it stands now, the mining commissioner has been very friendly with the mine and government officials to the point that I don't really hold out a lot of hope on this being very impartial.
It's good to talk to you, and I'm sorry this has happened to your house. And
thank you so much. And yeah. Well, if the word gets out, then it may not happen to someone else, right?
Yeah, that's it's brave though to stay around there.
No, it's what we have to do. We have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
A lot of us, most of us can't afford to move or don't really have anywhere else to go. Well, most of the people in the group are seniors. And, I mean, the night of the 23rd at 4 a.m., I was woken up by a loud crash and the house shaking. I heard there was a senior lady in our neighborhood who was so scared she had to call someone to come and sit with her because
that's
she
terrible.
Was scared to go back to sleep for fear her house was going to collapse. And that's a common occurrence.
Well, we'll be watching with interest, and we wish you best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That was Heather McCabe from Penobscot, New Brunswick. For more information, go to www.penobscot.ca. That's PENOBSQUIS.ca. And stay tuned to the Halifax Media Co-op.